We're not going to say the kina on the Holocaust, on the Shoah, which is printed in the Art School of Marzairim, in Nusach Ashkenaz, I think it's page 384, 382, depending on the print, and in Nusach Svar, page 390, I believe. Zichrona v'kainenu kol Yisrael. The kina here is on the kina of Churban Europe. The idea that it's integrated into the kinis of Tisha B'Av is very central to our understanding that it's one long history of Klal Yisrael, one long story, one long galus that we've gone through, and that the Churban Europe is the most tragic by weight of sheer numbers and what has taken place. Over the years, I've told you many of the things that I've heard from my own parents, my own family, regarding the Holocaust. There was a Yid, Mr. Mandelbaum, who passed away just a few months ago, in his 90s, who I knew from the mornings. He came to the Sephardic Center, and I got to know him. He was very expressive about the Holocaust experiences that he had. He was very angry when people said things like we got Hitler at the end. He said, at the end, we were nisgaber on Hitler. What do you mean? Hitler destroyed so much. We don't have it. We pick ourselves up after Hitler. He was very, very much lived a life of what he had and what he lost. And he had numerous stories about what he went through in order to survive the camps. What I want to mention to you is one incident. The time that when he told it to me, it shook me up. I think I mentioned it here at shul at the time, a number of years ago. One day he came in to shul, and it was put to his parashas Beshalach, and he came not into shul, rather into the Sephardic Center, where I, between shul and yeshiva, I make a stop. I go swimming in the Sephardic Center, and he was coming for that same reason. And he walked in that day with his fist in the air. He said, "B'kteira she'bishlu b'aynis bashlu." Rashi uses such a lashon. In the pot that they cooked, they were cooked. "B'kteira she'bishlu b'aynis bashlu." I asked him, "What's he talking about?" So he told me that he was interviewed by his granddaughter about his experiences in the Holocaust. He was in his 90s, maybe it was great-granddaughter, I don't know, about his experiences in the Holocaust. And he related the experiences that he had. Within what he related, he told the following story. He was talking about the cruelty of the Germans. He told about how one teenager in the camps somehow disrespected a German, and they gathered all of the entire group to stand in formation, and they hung this boy in front of everybody. And when they hung him, somehow the noose broke from its holding and he fell to the ground alive. And he got up and he was begging for his life. He said, "I'm a good worker, I could work, why are you hanging me?" They just picked him up and they hung him a second time. And for some reason, the second time, again, the noose fell and he fell to the ground alive. They picked him up a third time, crying and begging, and they hung him a third time, the Misa Mishuna, to have the tsar of being hung three times, that he went through. And this is something that he told his granddaughter. And he mentioned the commandant in that camp was a Russia by the name of Getz, Armin Getz. So his granddaughter came back to him. She somehow Googled Armin Getz. And it seems that online there's a video, it's a grainy video, an old video, of the liberation, and how the Poles, who had been oppressed by the Germans, got a hold of Getz. And they took him and they hung him. And in the video, he's hanging and he falls to the ground alive. And they hang him a second time and he falls to the ground alive, until they hang him a third time And I think the third time he also fell to the ground. They finally shot him dead. So this Mr. Mandelbaum says, "Bekaderish Abishlu Baynis Bashlu." Have you saw? So Yad Hashem in this little bit of what had been revealed to him, I was very moved by it. But at some point later, I thought about it. I came back and I mentioned to Mr. Mandelbaum that this one boy that he killed was a Tifa Shebiyam of the richest of these people. To see a Nechama and this one person being hung, it's hard for me to see the big Nechama. So he said to me that I'm right. In the Nechama for Churb in Europe, you don't see in Getz being hung three times. But that everything happened with Yad Hashem, that you do see. And if I don't see the rest of the video, at least the Nechama is that something I don't understand, I don't begin to understand, something he was misabel on all his life, but at least Meitzis Miracharakim says God looks through the cracks. Except as we got to look through a crack a little bit and to see such a type of Yad Hashem. It's interesting, this week I was learning in a Chassidish Beis Medrash, and then somebody came over to me, someone recognized me, and he came over to me. His name is Glick. Now, as most of you know, my mother passed away this year, Rabbi Kaparis Mishkava, and we rented her apartment. So I had a friend by the name of Herbst, who had a daughter that was getting married, and I rented the apartment to them. I wanted to rent to someone I know, and so we rented the apartment to them. So, getting back to this week, I was in this the Beis Medrash, and a Yid comes over to me, and he introduces himself. I forgot his first name. His name is Glick. He says, "I'm an Einikel of Yidel Glick." Remember Yidel Glick from the war? Who's Yidel Glick? Yidel Glick is a Yid who hid during the war, and after the liberation, he had some assets, and he pretended not to be Jewish. He had some assets. He had a home. And he had the place where the Risen brothers that survived came to Yidel Glick, and he gave them the first set of clothing and helped clean them. They were all full of lice at that point, and sort of set them on their way. That was Yidel Glick. So this man tells me the person renting your parents' apartment is Yidel Glick. He's named after his grandfather, great-grandfather. He's Yidel Glick. He's eating at your father's table, sleeping in your father's bedroom, learning at your father's living room table. So, a little Meitzis Meracharakim. I was very, I didn't ask the last name of the son-in-law. I just, a friend of mine to whom I rented it. And it's still hard, the Holocaust, trials and tribulations of the Holocaust, the plan that Hashem has escapes all of us. There's no rational answer for what took place. We try to see in it a continuity of the Golus experience, which is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned from the time of Sayu, Vavayu, V'choshech HaPnei Sahaim, and Sahaim is our Golus. We try to see a little bit, accept that it's all part of a plan of Yad Hashem, a plan we don't fathom. We bow our heads to the Chochma Elyayna. We beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this last experience should be the final experience of the Tzaris of the Galus, and that this should be the final chapter in Kinnis. Jews should never have to add more chapters to Kinnis. And we stand and identify with those who suffered in the Holocaust. We try to feel what they feel as one big hergish of today. The entire morning of Tisha B'Av morning, the whole kinnis of this day is all to feel with that old Yid who lived at the time of the Churban and is still alive today, that Knesset Yisrael, that's gone through this and that and the other thing, and we're here today picking ourselves up from a terrible Churban. We're proud that once again we're standing on a Tisha B'Av, mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash, begging the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. So we're going to say this, Dabba will lead us in saying the Kinnah Zichruna, followed by the last Kinnah Eli Tzion. which is Kinnah Mem Hei in the Art Scroll, which we'll say responsively with the Chazan. After that, we'll say Ashrei Volatziyain, and if there's still time before Chatzais, there'll be a reading of Eicha for those who read Eicha again on Tisha B'Av.